Father, we're just so thankful this morning for your great and mighty love and your great salvation that you have brought us into yourself. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the midst of our lives and your word that you are just birthing in the midst of us and those things that we have seen in the Spirit that you are about to do in the earth. Father, we just ask you that your blessings be upon us this morning. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. For surely you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Amen. I was thinking this week about the religious system of this world and how that the religion, even if you go back into the Old Testament, the religion there was a religion of do's and don'ts. And even in the New Testament, it's the religion of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and all those was still the religion of do and don't. And how that man has taken that and even brought it down to our age, and most of it's based on what you do. You know, it doesn't matter if you go to church and don't speak to the one next to you, or you don't have the love of God. That doesn't matter. But what does matter, if you don't pay your tithes and you don't attend church and you don't abstain from the things that they tell you to. And it's also a results oriented in that if you can't see something accomplished in the natural realm, the church does not feel like that anything is happening. Something's got to be going on all the time. But I was thinking that God spoke to us a few years ago when we were at Myrtle Beach. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. And how that He was drawing us aside and drawing us unto Himself and drawing us into that personal relationship with Him. In that we are to become as He is in the earth. Well, actually it says, as I am, so are you in this earth. It's not to become that we are. But to realize that we are to cease from our labors. And you know, that's the hardest thing in the world to do, is for mankind to cease from trying to get something accomplished. More especially when you're able to see in the spirit realm that God is bringing us to a time of manifestation and unveiling in the earth. A time when creation will be set free from the bondage of sin and death and set free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. But as we look at the ministry of Jesus, we see that Jesus never had to work anything up. His ministry was a ministry that flowed into creation, out of who He was. And I believe that we as God's children have got to realize that we are to stand fast in God and be. Just be who God has created us to be. God looks at that which is in the heart, the spirit realm. He told Samuel, man looks at the outward. Man looks at whether you attend church, whether you do the things that they expect you to do that makes you spiritual. But God looks at the reality of who you are, the spirit being of who you are. And in Psalms 46:10, the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. I will be. He didn't say I may be, but he said, I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Amplified reads, let be. Let be and be still and know, recognize, and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And the word still is to relax, to sink down, to drop, to let go, to be quiet. You know, that's hard for us Christians to do. That's hard for human beings to do. To let go. To come to a place, the Bible says that God has rested from His labors. And that we must enter into that rest. To cease from our labors also. And that's what we've tried, we've been taught all of our lives, is that in order to please God, we've got to do the religious operations that the church expects us to do. If their doors are open on Sunday morning, we're to be there. On Sunday night, on Wednesday night, we're to be there. To adhere to their traditions. And the fact of the matter is, there's no satisfaction in that. We're always beating ourselves up, or I was, because we never measured up to the standard that had been set before us. But we began to realize and to understand that it's not us. That the work that is being done within us right now is the work that is being done, it was told us in Romans 12, 1 and 2. That we're not to be conformed or formed together with this world, but we are to be transformed, metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind. And that's something we can't do. If we could change our mind, we would have already done it. If we could subdue our mind and order it in the way that we feel like it ought to be, we'd have already done it. If that was our choice to do so, we would have done it. Because we know that the desire within us is to please and to walk with our Father. But yet our Father is saying, stop. Cease from your labors. Be still. To sink down, to drop down, to let go, to be quiet. And know. And the word know is to learn, to perceive. And the definition I like is to know by experience, to be acquainted with and to be instructed. To know God by experience. You know, it's not what I think. It's not what man says. But it's who God is. And man has the wrong concept of God. Man sees God as angry, white-haired, bearded man sitting on a throne somewhere. They brought him down to their understanding that he's angry, that he's vengeful, that he's just waiting to zap you. But that's not a picture of God at all. God is love, unconditional love. And he says, be still and know by experience that I am God. And the only way we understand or come into that understanding and come into that acquaintance with him is by being in his presence. It's wonderful to get together like we get together. It's wonderful together with those of like mind. And we glean a lot from that. Because every member of the body has something to give that each of the rest of us need. And we need to listen to each one. But true growth in God comes from spending time with Him. From taking time to be with Him and to listen to what He is saying to us. For He said, be still. Let go. You know, we get anxious. Lord knows I get anxious when we see what we see in the spirit realm. We get anxious for God to produce that in the where we can see it. When we look around us and see the condition of the world today and see everything that is happening, and we know that when God unveils His sons in the earth, that all creation is going to come into the glorious children of God, then we become anxious to see that happen. We want to see that happen. But yet God said, stop, be still. You know, in every move of God yet, man has gone a certain ways in that move. The first thing he does, their headquarters all over this nation to moves of God that men have stopped, have built their headquarters, have written their traditions in stone, and have never moved on from that position. And they have become so legalistic in what they do. But God says, this move shall not be like that. What I am doing in the earth, you're not going to build those headquarters. You're not going to write it down in stone. You're going to flow in my spirit and come to know me. And if I remember correctly, there used to be a commercial that said there'd be no wine before it's time. There's not going to be a son manifested before it's time. God's going to teach His children. God's going to change His children. God's going to metamorphose His children. God's going to put into His children that same unconditional, loving, merciful ways that He is. That when we deal with creation, we will deal with creation as our Father deals with it, with love and mercy and concern. And He says, be still and know that I am God. And that comes with spending time, coming apart from the worldly activities that we're going in, and taking time with Him. And if you want to say it, going back and building your little hut, that doesn't mean you go out here and get you some sticks or something and build you a hut in your front yard and go out and set in it. That doesn't mean that. It means that you have a place in the Spirit, no matter where you are, that you are with Him and that He ministers to you. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13, it says, watch you and stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. Be alert and on your guard. Stand firm in your faith, your convictions, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, keeping the trust and holy fervor born to faith and a part of it. Act like men and be courageous and growing straight. And let all your things be done in love. Let all your things be done in love. Let everything you do be done in love. True love to God and man, as inspired by God's love for us. In Galatians 5:1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered and ensnared and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off. You see, God's revelation, if you look, we look back at God's revelation for Paul, for instance. On the road to Damascus, God's revelation to him was so real that he never looked back to what was. God liberated Paul from the law on the road to Damascus. God liberated Paul from the do's and the don'ts on the road to Damascus. And he said, don't be ensnared and submit again to that yoke of slavery which you have once put off. You know, sometimes it's tempting. You look around you and you see things happening around you and going on, and you look at yourself and you say, well, what's going on in us? What's happening in us? But then we remember what the yoke was like. What the yoke of tradition that man had put on us and brought us into the slavery of the law and man's tradition was like. And we remember the feelings that we had, the yearnings to be free. God's liberated us. And he's done it once and for all, and he says, don't go back to that yoke. There's nothing behind us but death and destruction. God has brought us out to a place, and he says, stand. What does it mean? Does it mean when he says stand, you're supposed to run? Man has produced a many of Ishmaels in this world from the fact that just as Abraham and Sarah were waiting for a child for God's word to be fulfilled in them, and they were getting old and to the place where in the natural they could not have a child. And so Sarah said, take Hagar and have a son by her. But God says, that's not going to be my son. I told you I was giving you a son. And you see, when nothing is happening, man gets frustrated and wants to do something to help God out. And so then they have a revival. They set up a committee. They do all of these things to get things moving again. Instead of going and spending time with the Father and say, Father, what do you want us to do? You see, God's working in us in this hour is in our mind, in our thoughts, in the way we understand things. He's changing the way we think, the way we understand. He's opening up His revelation of His Word within the midst of us. And that's something you can't see on the outside. You know, that's something that doesn't translate to something in the natural realm. So he says, be still and know by experience that I am God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Thank God for that freedom to know that we are His children. We are the sheep of His pasture. We are His sons in the earth today. And we are right where He has designed and purposed for us to be. We've not run ahead of Him. We've not lagged behind Him. We're right where He has proposed for us to be. And His teaching and His learning within the midst of us is bringing us forth into that time of manifestation. Ephesians 6, he said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him, draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless power provides. I like that. Be empowered through your union with Him. You know, I was thinking about Joshua. When Moses died in the book of Joshua, in the first chapter, God said to Joshua, "Let this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." How is he going to have good success? Meditating on the word that the Lord had given him. He said, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong." That is Joshua 1:8-9. "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. God's Spirit, God's anointing. And then in Ephesians 6:11, he says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." That right there tells you that you can't do nothing. He says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood." Well, you certainly can't wrestle in the Spirit against all that's going on. "But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places." Verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil, and having done all to stand." See, there's an end to your doing. Having done all to stand. You've done everything you can do. You know, I've said it many times. If there was something that we could do to bring the manifestation of the sons of God into fruition in this day, we would have already done it. If we could change the circumstances, people say, you know, that they have the choice to change their circumstances in their lives. But yet the circumstances of their lives have never changed. Where is that power to do that? You know, if we could do it, we would have already done it. And he says, "Having done all to stand, stand therefore." When you've done everything too you can do, then stand. Now in that word stand, it says to cause or make to stand, to place, to stop, to stand still, to stand immutable, to stand firm, to stand ready or prepared, to be steadfast, be a steadfast mind. To stop, to stand still. Well, there's no motion there. "Stand therefore, having your loins girded with the truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and above all take the shield wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints." People use this scripture as a scripture that to motivate you to go out here to warfare. But that's not what he says. He says stand, and stand with all of the armor. And there's not a bit of this armor that you can put on yourself. It's all God that does it. And when we realize that, you know, you can either feel hopeless, or you can feel hopeful, knowing that the Almighty, the Creator of this world, of this universe, is bringing forth in the midst of each of us His word of revelation that is going to produce the manifestation of the sons of God. As we come aside from all of the hustle and bustle of this world and enter into relationship with our Father, spending time with Him and allowing Him to minister in our lives, we are going to be manifested in this earth. And when God manifests this great company, this corporate sun in the earth, they will have been prepared to minister as God in the earth. There'll be no doubts. There'll be no fears. Thank God there'll be no sickness, because we will have corruption, will be replaced by incorruption, and mortality will be replaced by immortality, and we will know God as He is. And that's why it's important that we cease from our labors and begin to listen to what He does. Begin to listen. That's the most important thing I believe in this hour. That God is calling us aside unto Himself to have fellowship, to have communion, to listen, to be quiet before Him. You know, so many times we get with God, all we want to do is ask Him for things or ask Him questions. But there's come a time when we've got to get quiet and hear the word of the Lord that He is speaking to us in this hour, and allow that word to change us. As we behold Him face to face, we are being changed into that same image that He is. And that is His purpose in our lives, to bring forth sons in the earth that will set creation free. That is the work of the Lord that He is bringing in the midst of us in this hour. So be still and know that I am God. Stand fast in the liberties, in the word that He has put in your heart. Don't allow the traditions of man to try to rob you of that word that He has placed in your heart. But stand fast in the liberties that He has delivered us from, the yoke of bondage and the slavery to the religious system, and stand therefore clothed in all of the armor that God has provided for us. For the day surely will come, and now is, and I do firmly believe that now is, that trumpet is beginning to sound, that message is beginning to go forth in the earth, that is going to bring about that change, that transformation, that unveiling, that manifestation of God's sons in the earth. God loves us unconditionally. We are His children. We are His sons. We are those that have been called by Him, chosen in Him, even before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. He loves us unconditionally. And as we wait upon Him, let us reject the idea that nothing is happening, and realize that within us tremendous things are taking place. Glorious things are taking place. The hand of God is moving in the midst of those of that first fruit, those sons of God, those called out ones, that are called to sonship in this hour, that the hand of God is moving in. The Spirit of the living God is teaching and unveiling and bringing forth His word into us, that He is being exalted within the midst of us, and that we are going to be unveiled as His sons in the earth. Thank God. What a wonderful and glorious and mighty God that we walk with in this hour, that loves us, that cares for us, that sees everything that we go through, and that He is working everything out for the good in each of our lives. We praise Him, we glorify Him, and we exalt Him. Amen.